approached it for later in the
morning. Late morning.
Yeah.
Call our meeting back to order. Need to address the agenda review. And we've got Nikki here looking at new and old business. 2007 personal property, abated bankruptcy. And that's your deal, Sheila? 2007 personal property,
yes.
That's your issue. Right. And then we got semi-annual treasurer's report, and that's Helen.
Correct.
Everything else is, well, we have one bid opening, Energize Missouri Communities. Okay.
Make a motion to accept the agenda as written.
Second. Questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
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 Post
motion carries.
Later.
Would you like me to put it under executive because
it'll
it is contract?
It'll have to be under a possible executive session.
Okay, I can do it.
Okay, and what we're talking about is a why highway sewer damage issue.
Yeah.
So you will have us posted for.
Correct. Correct. Thank you.
While they're here, this is FYI, and I don't know if anything you want to discuss or not. I just, it's an FYI, and if you want to discuss. Due to the Supreme Court decision on the tax sale law, which is it's costing us much more postage in the way that we have to do it and everything, but we're down to the final step now, in which the order is that any of those that came back with a certified unclaimed, we have to send two more notices. That's what we're doing today. They have to be 15 days before and all this. But anyway, they have to be another one first class to the owner of record like we did in April, and the other one has to be the occupant of that land. And so in printing these and starting to pull out, the occupant, many of these, this many, we have that says P.O. Box or they're going out of state. And so the whole reason the Supreme Court judge did was over, like if you lived in that house and the tax bill was going to you, it's yours, and you were paying rent or you had a whatever, okay, so they said you didn't get notice, so we had to send it to you, it's yours, and you at that. But, and so I sent to the tax attorney and got the message back this morning that to follow it directly by the law, and that would be that have to send it to the physical address of that land, which there's no, and I've been with 911.
Yeah, but there's a lot of land that has no.
You got it. And so this many of them fall under that, and if I can go to, I can do one thing, I can go to 911, get the physical address of it, which they told me they don't even have some of them. But anyway, then handwriting, mail them to that, knowing that we're just putting that postage in the trash. Or, and when I first spoke to the attorney, I was figuring $250 is greater than that. It's probably more like $450. And so that's probably $300, $400. Or I can mail them out like they are, mail the one to the Danny Strahan at that address, and Nikki at that address, still 44 cents, 88 mm-hmm. cents. But then if one sells and that owner comes back and tries to challenge in court, saying that this didn't go to that, then it's not been tested. That's what the attorney said. I talked to the judge also. It's not been tested, and the worst, then you would challenge that.
The thing of it is I think that you probably are this first time because somebody's going to challenge somewhere in the state, and I think probably that you are probably that we already go ahead and take the cost on our on the chin, if you want to say it that way, for the first this first round, and somebody somewhere is going to challenge this. But if we get challenged on, I mean, if we get sued over property sale where there's not legal notice or something like that, it'll cost us more than the $300 or $400.
It's not the cost. It's what happens if we get, I didn't mean to, sorry to interrupt, but it's the person that bought it would just lose the property.
Right.
It would, they can't come back on that. But we can do that, but we're the number one county that has the problem. That will, many counties won't have that problem. Some counties don't have tax sales. But we have the larger one. That's the reason they always come here for it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you think, want to see if 911 will give us an unofficial address and
It's silly, but a lot of stuff that the judges do are silly in the first place, but this protects you and protects Sandy County from ending up in a, that either the property owner suing us or the person that has got the land being sold suing us. So it's, any way you look at it, one attorney's going to charge us more than $300 or $400 right off the bat. Am I right?
I'm kind of fortunate right now. Right now, we're on green ground. He's doing a little. He's not charging for the charge. Yeah. But anyway, but it won't be. No, who? It goes further than that. Then once the case also goes, it's up to the purchaser's obligation to do the
make
same.
Sure,
thing.
Make sure they're the notified. Thing.
Yeah. But okay, we'll
Okay, now, excuse me, but you started the conversation by saying FYI.
Just for your information, I want you to know
what you're going to do.
Because it means that the postage is...
But it's your office, and I guess you're, that's the reason it would be FYI to us. But
yeah,
I'm just saying that...
So you were planning to go ahead and do it, spend the postage. Is that right?
Wasn't 100% sure on it because I'm going to go back to 911. I've been there once. I'm going to go back and talk to them. And because I don't know if they're going to have the time to give me all the 911 addresses in the time frame that we have to mail them. We have to mail them 15 days before. And so we've got until August. It's the same as my publication. So that's the Wednesday of August, which I think is going to be Wednesday. So we'll just see. I'll go to 911 back and see.
So, Danny, are you saying... In so many words, you're supporting what Sheila does?
Yes, on the
okay. Same thing.
What I would do is this is the first round of this, the way I understand, and I would go ahead and do everything that the judge has requested on it. If it's $300 or $400, other than end up in somebody just filing again, this is going to cost us more than that just to defend ourselves.
Once again, they should file again between the purchaser and the taxpayer. You announce, the sale, that this property is sold as is and so forth. It'd be between the purchaser and the tax. The owner of the property would have to file against the purchaser for the property back if they didn't come forward. There's more steps beyond this. Is the purchaser, we send another notification for any sale. Of course, it goes to them, not to the occupant. So that's not quite, but the purchaser, all the property before they get a collector's deed a year from the sale, then they have to come under the rules of saying that we have notifying the occupant and so forth. Or we can, did I ever get that out? I don't know if I did or not. We can go out and physically post them.
No, you never said that, but.
And I think that would probably cost more. I don't know if lands out, I'd have somebody go show me.
Yeah, and besides that. So many lots and everything that are just open ground, you wouldn't have a clue unless you had.
I'd have to have someone probably from the assessor's office.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll go see 911 again.
Have fun.
Thanks for your time.
All right, going backwards on our Office Max contract during the break, signed those, but there's not an auditor's page in our regular stuff, so.
I would call Bob and have
Should
him.
Should I add one?
Hmm?
Should I add that?
I think, probably.
Yeah. I don't think it's...
The auditor, it's not a, as I remember what's been said, it's not a legal contract without the auditors.
And her attest.
Okay. And Donna's attest.
And Donna's attesting it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.
Now, we've got... BOE at 9, and
we got
are we going to have, Jane, I think James just has one tax code correction or something. So what I was wondering is do we have anybody else going to show up? Me and you are not a quorum, so.
Jim, you heard any of that about BOE?
I know James called and said that we needed an emergency BOE at 9, but
good.
That's all I know.
This is the last day, isn't it?
Yep.
Well,
I guess step over there to his office and see if he's made any contact.
Or go in and talk. talk to Cindy, see if she knows anything.
Yeah.
She's usually one of the contacts of the DOE members.
Yeah.
All right, let's recess until 9 o'clock again.
Did we say...
See if we got a DOE.
Did we say the other day that we was going to have phone...
Well, that was the question I had, is whether we can phone. Surely we can. I think that was the idea.
On any extras?
If we had any. We all weren't here for...
Yeah, I'll just go speak with Cindy and see if she's contacted.
Since we, no one's ever figured out how to conference more than one line on this phone, have these cell phones or something for the rest of it.
Yeah. And Dave or somebody may be planning on running down here. Let me check Cindy.
Okay, so we're recessed
tonight? Yeah, let's recess until the DOE at 9.
Okay.